This is Dr. Oliveros, dictated on Brenda Parsons. The last name is P-A-R-S-O-N-S. This is a clinical case of a 67-year-old white female that has been improving and regaining kidney function. This time, the patient comes to the office with a laboratory workup that was done on September the 9th of 2024, in which the serum creatinine is 0.1, the BUN is 16, and the estimated eGFR is 52.9 mLs per minute. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that that is milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is acceptable. And the microalbumin creatinine ratio is below 30. The patient is in very stable condition. She has been taking medication for the diabetes mellitus period. Diabetes mellitus is the number two diabetes mellitus. This patient has been on Mounjaro. Hemoglobin A1C is 7.1. And the proteinuria has decreased. This patient is on SGLT2 Jardiance, 10 milligrams on daily basis. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is treated with multiple vasodilators. Now, and interestingly, the patient continues to smoke. She has not shown any exacerbation of the COPD period. I discuss the comorbidities that are associated to the chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and she says that it is very difficult for her to quit. Following number, essential hypertension that is under control. The patient has atherosclerotic heart disease, a cardiomyopathy that is most likely with a systolic dysfunction, and the patient is on Entresto and is compensated. Following number of obstructive sleep apnea, the patient doesn't tolerate the CPAP. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient is no longer anemic. We are going to reevaluate the case in 5 months with laboratory workup. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.